Since the beginning of the Syrian civil war in 2011, there's been only a small number of Syrian refugees who've arrived in Massachusetts. The largest share have resettled in Worcester, a total of 31 refugees, according to federal data. But as WBUR's Shannon Dooling explains, the Syrian community in Worcester consists of many more faces than these new arrivals alone, with roots stretching back generations.
Samir, how are you? Ifat.
Good, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Come on in.
It's lunchtime at Bahnan's International Marketplace on Pleasant Street. Salah Asfora is a regular.
I shop here all the time. I mean, not just here, but when we're looking for Middle Eastern stuff. They have great pastry here, very fresh. All the cheeses.
Christmas music floats from the speakers as employees unpack goods and prepare fresh spinach pies. There's authentic Middle Eastern fare on the shelves, piles of fresh Syrian bread from George's bakery up the street, and homemade baklava in glass display cases. A collection of hookah pipes sits atop a shelf next to a sign displaying the store's motto.
It says, "Come in as a customer and leave as a friend."
Henry Bahnan is the owner of the market, which he runs with help from his wife and two sons. With family from Syria and Lebanon, he's been living in Worcester since 1976. Bahnan says the international appeal of the market is a big part of its success.
Who shops here? One aisle is all Middle Eastern, from A to Z, from Saudis to Syrian to you name it.
Sitting over a table of shawarma, falafel, and fattoush salad, Asfora explains what it's like to be a Syrian national living in Worcester, a city he's called home for decades.
We're Syrians before we were anything else. We were Syrians before we were Muslims or Christians. We are Syrians before we became refugees and immigrants, and we're proud people. You left a country you love. You left the land where you were born and where you've grown up. You don't want to just come here to just become a number. You want to do something.
But, of course, the Syrian national identity today is complicated by the current political climate. Asfora heads up the New England chapter of the Syrian American Forum, an organization working to build understanding between the two cultures.
In general, people who don't know Syrian people, who don't know Middle Eastern people, on a personal level, I noticed that people, you know, the phrase Syrian, to some people it's becoming like equivalent to terrorists or some kind of medieval culture. And this is what hurts me mostly, actually.
Settlers here came and settled first on Wall Street.
Dr. Najib Saliba is a professor of Middle East history at Worcester State University. He's researched the Syrian-Lebanese community in the city. As Saliba explains, the first Syrian immigrants bound for Worcester left pre-World War I Syria, a large territory which extended beyond the modern-day boundaries.
In my research, the first immigrant who called himself Syrian settled in Worcester in 1890. I got his name from city records. He was settled and paying taxes in 1890. And then more came.
Dr. Saliba says many of those who followed were drawn to Worcester by the allure of jobs and community. The community grew so rapidly that by 1902, it had enough people and money to establish the St. George Syrian Orthodox Church, only the third of its kind in the U.S.
We've been here for over 100 years.
Father Milad Salim is dean of the St. George Orthodox Cathedral in Worcester. It's the only Antiochian Orthodox Cathedral in New England.
This community has originally come from Syria and Lebanon, so the majority of the people, their backgrounds, their ancestors are from Syria, Lebanon.
Born in Baghdad, Father Milad's family fled Iraq in the mid-1990s during the Gulf War.
Worcester is known for its multicultural background of the people. I mean, you walk the streets and you'll see the people are all different. The different languages you'll hear on the street. I think that's what makes Worcester feel like home to many people.
Worcester has long been regarded as a major gateway city in New England, boasting affordable housing, entry-level jobs, and public transit. Today, the public schools are home to students speaking 85 languages, and according to a recent study, 37% of the city's business owners are foreign-born. Mayor Joseph Petty says that diversity makes the city stronger.
We've been an immigrant city since the 1800s, and I'm pretty proud to say Worcester is a very welcoming city. Immigrants here succeed. They made Worcester what it is today by their hard work and making it a great city.
On a recent Friday at the Worcester Islamic Center, around 1,000 Muslims gather to pray. Women sell snacks and children play in the social hall following the prayer service.
I always use the city as an example for people in the Middle East to find a way to coexist.
Dr. Amjad Banazi, originally from Damascus, is a member of the Worcester Islamic Center. He's been practicing psychiatry in Worcester for more than 25 years.
When you go to Syria and you see it's multi-ethnic community, I always tell people in Worcester here, we coexist Catholic, Protestant, Jews, Blacks, Korean, Muslims, Christians, Orthodox, and we all coexist in a beautiful way.
And yet, despite that coexistence, when culture and religion are in the mix, differences are inevitable, including within the Syrian community. Mona Ives is an administrator at the center. She says that the Muslim community is, unfortunately, accustomed to absorbing political backlash in the wake of terror attacks, like those in Paris and San Bernardino. And while she herself is not Syrian, Ives explains how some of that backlash might reverberate differently within the Syrian community in Worcester.
Just because of the Islamophobia, truly the experience of a Syrian Muslim is going to be a little bit different than the experience of a Syrian Christian. At the end of the day, you know, I think Syrians, they could have mixed experiences here.
Dr. Banazi believes the differences are part of what makes the city strong. And he says it's a matter of finding common ground.
I think most people don't understand the Syrian crisis. Once they have better understanding, I think they will be able to appreciate it more.
And after a quarter of a century in Worcester, Bahnazi has reason to hope that the community will get there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.